Tanya is Business Development Executive at South African Production and Inventory Control Society. Tanya, thank you for talking to us here on 101.9. Chai FM and welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I think we're going to discuss really important topics right now, but just before we even get out of the starting blocks, that organization, South African Production and Inventory Control Society, what is that?
So the name South African Production Inventory Control Society is actually no longer. That was how we started out 50 years ago. We are now known as SAPIX, the professional body for supply chain management. But for some reason, that old name keeps coming back to haunt us.
Okay.
So essentially what we do is we're a professional organization and our mandate is to develop, skills, build capacity, in the supply chain profession so that companies can be better organized, can be more strategic, can have a better competitive advantage.
So then nobody is better placed than you to talk to us in these very stressful, very worrying and concerning times with people rushing off to panic buy and stock larders. That, maybe that is unnecessary or maybe not. I don't know. You tell us.
So no, it's not necessary to do that. And people should certainly stop panic buying. And the reason that I say this is that supply chains work. So supply chains are part of our everyday lives. Everything we touch, everything we do, from the groceries you buy, from the money you draw from the ATM, from the medicines that you get from the pharmacy, it all involves supply chain management. Now, although we are in difficult times and honestly uncharted waters for every organization, and this is unprecedented, the fact remains that the supply chains are still working. So they have had to really do some re-engineering, reshuffling, re-strategizing. They've had to source new suppliers. There's been a lot of work that's had to go into making sure that the supply chains can deliver on what they need to deliver. And up until now, barring the toilet roll saga, which I still don't understand, I think they've managed to do a pretty good job. And as we speak, supply chain professionals are carrying on doing what they do to make sure that the products are on the shelves. And there is no doubt, and there's no reason to doubt that that's going to change.
You know, I've just from a personal perspective have not gone out and bought one single thing more than I need. And perhaps because my day job brings me in very close contact with a very large logistics company in this country. I know firsthand, Tanya, how and the extent to which BCPs have been put in place, the extent to which this stuff has been practiced and rehearsed and discussed at executive level at JSE-listed companies. What do people think? That, you know, there's just going to be empty shelves? It's just so unbelievably self-destructive, but perhaps it's just people's human nature that when these unknown, the one place where you can exercise a modicum of control is what you're buying and you're not buying. And maybe for some weird reason, that gives them a better sense of themselves and security. But at the end of the day, these companies are not going to let us down.
No, they won't. And I think that the panic buying is obviously, it's a psychological thing. You know, people start to panic, lockdown, oh, everything's going to dry up, we won't have access to anything. We couldn't be further from the truth.
To what extent are we self-sufficient in South Africa from a foodstuffs perspective?
I think to a large extent. There was a comment made, I engage a lot on Eyewitness News with a lot of comments that come through there. Yes. The chap was saying he's not working because he's in the food agricultural sector. You know, they supply the maize. So, you know, the wheels continue to turn. A lot of the stuff is local. Obviously there is stuff that is imported, but companies have had to make plans and source other suppliers. And I think that the one thing that this will bring about, which is really, really important for us, as a nation in developing our economy, is that companies are going to do a lot more in-country sourcing. So whereas we've relied on suppliers in China, for example, they've had to re-engineer their supply chains to find local. And to my mind, what better way than to build your economy, but to develop it from inside? You know, develop those small companies yes, it might be a bit expensive to begin with, but ultimately you're going to create jobs, you're going to develop the economy in the big picture.
I could not agree with you more. I don't think this world is going to be the same when this is all over in any manner, shape or form. I think we're going to be sourcing from our neighbors in Botswana and Mozambique and Zimbabwe and Namibia. And I think that the increased investment will only be to all of our benefits. Why we need to import all this stuff from China, I'm at a loss to understand. For a couple of cents saving, I agree with you. I think supply chains are going to look totally different when all this is finished.
No, there's no doubt about that. And they talk about it as the new normal. What is the new normal going to be? Because life as we know it, supply chains as we know it, will never be the same. I mean, you can forecast to an extent, but nobody or any algorithm for that matter could see this coming.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, you know, when you say supply chain, I kind of think of the people who're stocking the shelves and the people who're driving the trucks, but it's so much more than that. It's the person who's supplying the seeds, who're planting the crops, who're harvesting the crops, who're transporting the crops. I mean, it is just, it's something that we've all taken so for granted because we are so utterly removed from the source, I think.
No, it isn't. I think a lot of people do not understand supply chain management. So I read a comment the other day where somebody said, well, just get them to go to their big warehouses and just come and stop.
Okay.
Because I thought, people do not understand. And it's, I have a presentation that I do and it's about the bottle of beer and how that bottle of beer came to be on the shelf in the bottle store. And what is involved. So if you look at supply chain in its most simplistic terms, you plan, you source, you make, you deliver. That sounds simple, but if you look at what's involved in achieving that and the number of suppliers and suppliers and customers and customers, it's a massive complex network of organizations and systems and processes.
Tanya Lamb, thank you so much for speaking to us. That was insightful and interesting and gave us, I think, the assurance that I was looking for, that there really is no reason to go out there and buy more than is required. Tanya Lamb, thank you so much for being with us once again.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Have a super evening and stay safe.